This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 3-15, 2008, 6 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Got a question about your future? Call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO and 99.7 FM for another hour, taking your calls and making predictions for you with a background in astrology and a deck of ordinary playing cards. When you call in, and we have one line available at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO, you'll be speaking with Ken, who does a super job, taking your first name, getting your birthday, putting you through to me. You know, you can make up your first name. That's okay. When you come through to me, you have to ask a specific question, just because there's not enough time to do everything. If that's not perfectly clear, stay tuned, because we're going right to the phones. We're going to start with Carrie in East Providence. Carrie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, Carrie, and I see that you're born under the sign of Aries. And what's your question for me?
I wanted to know if you can foresee me buying a house in the next few months or
okay.
next year.
Sure, let's take a look. You are the Queen of Hearts. Would you be doing this with anybody?
By myself.
Excellent. Okay, the Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you. And, you know, the thing that's interesting is everybody says this is a buyer's market.
Yes.
And it's true in that there are a great many properties for sale that aren't selling. But I wonder how many of the people who have properties for sale have dropped their houses in price sufficiently to really make them attractive to buyers.
Right.
You know, I remember years ago that when you went to look at a property and make a bid on it, you might bid 10 or 20% under what was being asked. And then things changed. It was a real hot real estate market, and you wound up having to pay more than the asking price. So I have your cards. And I look in your fourth house. Your fourth house cards look very good. And in fact, your eighth house cards, which is all about getting mortgages or financing it, you have the three and the nine of hearts. So the answer to your question in one word is yes.
Okay.
There's nothing going to stop you, Carrie. You can take a look. There is so much out there. You really can pick and choose. And I do believe that because there's so much out there, you can try to avoid that incredible emotional falling in love with this one particular property, because I promise you that there'll be another and another that you find appealing. So you might as well really decide for yourself what you want. How many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, upstairs, downstairs, all one floor, exact price point. Make a decision and stick to it.
Yes, I'm considering, because my parents would live with me. So I'm considering either a one family or a two family, so I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, and that's what you need to pin down, because once you've got it pinned down, I have no doubt with these cards that you can find something you really like and negotiate a price with which you can be content.
Okay.
Carrie, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Sandra in Johnston. Sandra, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome, and I see that you're a Virgo, and what's your question for me?
I'm just calling because financially lately, for a while now, we've just like been digging ourselves deeper in a hole, and I just want to see if there's a way. Am I going to be getting out of this hole that we're in?
All right, Sandra, you say we. Is this you and your husband?
Yeah.
And what's his birthday?
4/18.
So he's an Aries, and you're born under the sign of Virgo.
Yeah.
So the Queen of Clubs is you, and I have you, and the Jack of Hearts is another picture of your husband, falls right beside you, and I have the card that represents your husband, too, and yeah, you are in a hole. There's no question that this is not the best of times. However, the good news is you're not going bankrupt. Let's start right there.
Okay?
You're not going to go bankrupt. That's not going to happen. So that means that there has to be a way to solve the problem. Are you both employed?
I am. My husband's not at the moment.
So is he looking right now?
Yeah.
Okay. He has three clubs and a diamond falling in the sixth house, which represents employment. What that says to me is he can get a job that's about equivalent to what he had before. I don't see it being much better than what he had before.
Okay.
And I hope that's not frustrating for him. I think that he's apt to go to work for a company that he doesn't love. But that's okay. I think one of the things that's going on is altogether too often we go to work for somebody and we almost immediately think the boss is a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's pretend for a minute here, let's imagine that the boss is indeed really, really, truly a jerk. Too bad. He's the guy who pays the checks, right?
Yeah.
He writes out the checks. He pays the money. So he has the right to do what he wants, and we have to pay attention to him, even if he is a jerk, as long as he's not asking us to do something illegal, which we can't do.
Mm-hmm.
So I say that because Your husband's an Aries, and he can be headstrong ever so slightly.
Yes.
and I think that sometimes he works for somebody, and he gets impatient and annoyed, and maybe that shows. Okay?
Okay.
So can he find something, yes, within 6 or 8 days, or 6 to 8 weeks at the very worst? And once he's employed again, you're going to begin to dig out.
Right.
That's all there is to it.
Right.
Sandra, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Ted in Little Compton, welcome to the program.
Hey, Myrna, I hope you had a good vacation.
Well, you know, we really did. We had, well, if you ask my little Jacob who came along, the best part was standing in the middle of St. Mark's Square, covered with about 15 pigeons. He had so many pigeons on him that half the other people in St. Mark's Square were taking pictures of him.
Wow, the Doge's Palace. I heard it's beautiful, though I've never seen it.
It's a very, very wonderful place. A friend of mine gave us a present before we went. She gave us a gift of some money to go in a gondola, which I never would have done because it's outrageously expensive. And we did, and it was worth every penny. It was wonderful. No. So thank you for asking.
Not a problem.
So you are a Cancer, and what's your question for me?
Okay, I got the loan for the equipment. I think we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Congratulations.
We're finally heading along there.
Excellent. The house, the place is clean and neat.
Yeah, we're getting there. We are. I think I got two-thirds done.
I keep beating you up to get the place clean and neat.
That's okay.
But, you know, you deserve the same lecture that I just gave the previous woman about her husband.
I heard it.
Okay.
Okay. Hoping this is a good sign.
Yes.
I got a membership in an exclusive organization that was sponsored by the president of the association to which I'm a member. Mm-hmm. And when I check the members list of this smaller one, I find the gentleman who was coming to evaluate my place there, and he's a member.
Good.
So I wrote to the gentleman who sponsored me. I said, no doubt, your sponsorship is what got me in. It wasn't me. But I'm hoping it's a good sign.
It can't hurt. And I do think that you're moving in the right direction, but you have something of a tendency to slide back.
You're right.
And it shows up in these cards. So tell your wife to give me a call so that I can chastise her, give her the right chastisement to use on you.
Really? I will actually do that. She's so shy, she may not, but I may have to drag her by to see you.
Okay, Ted. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. David in Warwick, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I am well, David. Thank you. And I see that you're born under the sign of Pisces.
Yeah.
And what's your question for me?
Short and sweet. A year ago, I went out on a date with a very attractive person that I liked very much, and I've kept in touch with her since, but there has been no inclination of a second date. I'm just wondering if there is any future at all with this person.
Wow, you are loyal, if nothing else. One date, 1 year later, and still hopeful.
Yeah, like Alan Alda in that movie.
Same time next year, right? All right, David, let's pretend you're on the air at WPRO and 99.7 FM, okay? You're the host of the program.
Right.
And I call you and I say, David, I need some advice. I went out with this man one time a year ago, and here it is a year later, and I'm not getting a second date. What do you think? And what would you say to me?
I'd say your persistence will pay off.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Oh, David, do you even know her birthday?
6 to 8. I don't know the year.
So she's a Gemini.
Younger than I am.
She falls right into the seventh house, which is the box of marriage and partnership, but with all diamonds. In other words, you have fantasized her into the absolute perfect woman of your dreams.
Okay.
And she's not. We don't know who she is. You went out with her once.
Right.
She is a fantasy. David, have you ever had a real relationship?
Yes.
You had one for how long?
Quite a while.
Okay, so you really did know someone thoroughly. Mm-hmm. You don't know this woman at all. She is a fantasy. That's all she is. You have the nine of spades in your fifth house and three spades in your ninth. And unfortunately, what those cards say is, I don't think so. So you may believe that persistence pays, but I don't necessarily agree with you on this. And there's this wonderful woman who's the queen of clubs. And she is about 5'7". Mm-hmm. And she is about, I think she's about 37 years old.
Yeah.
And she was married when she was really young, about 24. I think she has one child. She's got everything going for her. And she's a person who you would know by now if you would let go of this fantasy. And when you let go of this fantasy, you will know who she is probably by the end of the first week in July. So I think the time has come for you to send your brain a new message. Sometimes persistence doesn't pay. Sometimes you have to just say, it was fun, and now I have to move on.
Okay. Well, I think a year is about time then.
I quite agree, David. Thank you for the call.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
438-WPRO. We have one line available. 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO 630 and 99.7 FM, talking to you about astrology and cards and making predictions for you. 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to JR on a car phone. JR, welcome to the program.
Hello, Myrna. How are you?
I am well, thank you. And I see that you're a Sagittarian. Yeah. What's your question for me?
It's actually two. One is, am I ever going to make the money that I've been looking for so many years out of this job that I have? It's not looking too promising. And then number two, am I ever going to find that special woman, or should I just, like, realize and not come and give up, settle down, and just go on with life?
JR, you got to ask me one, hon. I can't answer two.
I'll do the one.
Which
the
one? The first one about your job. How long have you worked in this particular place?
I've been here a few months. I've been in the particular industry for about 4 or 5 years.
Okay. So you have not been in it all that terribly long.
No, not terribly long, but it doesn't take terribly long in this business to make a lot of money.
I see. Well, it would seem that it does, because you're not. Right?
Okay.
Right. Right?
Right.
So for you anyway, or perhaps because of the times, this particular industry is not getting you what you want as fast as you want. And I look at your cards in the ninth house, which has a lot to do with feeling gratification through what you're doing. You have spades. And in the eighth house, which is about achieving your goals, you have spades. And in the second house and in the sixth house and in the tenth house, all having to do with the company that you're working for and the money that you're bringing in, you've got spades. So you asked me, am I going to make the money that I thought I would make doing what I'm doing? The answer is, I don't see you doing it. Here's the point, JR.
Okay.
I don't care how golden the industry is. Some people are going to really make it, and some people don't. For whatever reason, it doesn't seem to be clicking for you. Now, I look for the Nine of Hearts. It's a target card. And I want to see whether that can give me some indication about what you might do differently. And I have the Five of Hearts falling right with it, and that's the card of good fortune. And they fall in the 12th house. The 12th house is as far away from you as you can get. If you lived on a street with 12 houses, you would live in house 1. That's 12 house. That's house 12, okay?
Okay.
It means that there is an answer for you, but it stretched out away from you, and you seem to be resisting it. And I believe that you know someone who you can talk with, who really is something of the voice of wisdom, who says to you, if you would try, then maybe you could get, but you're not listening.
Okay.
Does that give you a suggestion of what you might do?
Kinda. I would kind of, yeah, it really does.
Thank you very much, JR. Appreciate the comment. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Kim in Providence, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, thank you. And I see that you are a Pisces. And what is your question for me?
I have a financial question. Mm-hmm. I just opened my own business. It's been open for a year, and it's a little slow right now, and I was wondering what the forecast looked like.
Okay, let's take a look. Now, you opened about a year ago. Do you remember exactly when you did open?
February 2nd.
February 2nd. Let me just take a look back on February 2nd. And approximately is a word that makes me crazy.
Okay.
I need exact. February 2nd was a Friday. Is that the day you opened up?
I think that's when we opened up the license under the business name, yes.
But that's not when you opened the doors.
It's a remodeling company, so we opened clients' doors.
Okay. Well, on February 2nd, we had a full moon going on, and a full moon is a real stimulus to communication, and it can work in your favor. But the full moon is known for kind of intensity, ups and downs, and something that's uneven, okay? So it would seem that even though remodeling shouldn't be seasonal, that you have a seasonal situation.
Okay.
You have periods when there's not much money. Now, of course, if what you do primarily is you finish one job and then you can move on to the other. If you don't have a very big company, so indeed that's what you have to do, that would explain having cash flow droughts.
Right.
So the question is, will this ever even out? I believe that it will, but it requires that when you're in a period where there's a lot of good money coming in, that you put aside enough to carry you through those periods of drought, because it seems that that's going to be part of your business pattern, okay?
Okay.
So when I look at this layout and I look in your 10th house, I see plenty of reason for you to be very optimistic. I really do. And I do see you developing kind of something of a pool of cash to tide you over tough times like this. But I don't think that you knew to anticipate it.
No.
So I believe that you were using the money steadily, even though the money doesn't come in steadily, and that's what you have to change.
Well, we had just bought a home also. So that was kind of new to us, too, being a first-time homeowner, and me and my husband opening this business.
Right. So that put a double strain on you, and I wish we had talked sooner, because I might have suggested to you holding off on the home until you got the business established. But even though this is very stressful at this time and you're losing sleep over it, which is obvious to me, I do believe that in the long run, it's going to work out. It's going to take you almost two more full years to get to the point that everything is completely stable. Now, what you might need to do with that piece of information, if both you and your husband are depending on your full income for the entire family from this business, it might be necessary to hire him out. Let him go get a job somewhere else.
Okay.
And use people who cost less money to do the work.
Absolutely.
All right, Kim. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Morgan in Exeter. Morgan, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, Morgan, and I see you're a Sagittarian.
I am.
And what's your question for me?
Well, I'm disabled.
Yes.
And I used to be a bodybuilder. 40 years old, and I'm a chronic asthmatic, and I have anxiety disorder, and a few years ago, I ruptured a disc in my back, and I have degenerative disc disease.
Morgan, time out. I'm not a doctor.
Yes.
So what is it that you're asking me?
The pain is driving me insane. I'm going for a second opinion.
Uh-huh.
Everyone I talk to, including my mother, under any circumstances, do not have surgery to correct the disc and the neck. They want to fuse together. What should I do?
Okay. All right. Let's talk for a second here.
Okay.
First of all, I will not tell you, quote, what you should do.
Okay.
I can tell you that as an astrologer, I usually pick dates for things like this. But I will also tell you that to say that you should never have the surgery, no matter what, that's ridiculous, Morgan. That's ridiculous. Thousands of people have had that surgery successfully. Other people have had back surgery unsuccessfully.
Yes.
So
yes.
The question is, I would want to ask the doctor, what's the percentage? How many people come through this? Well, I know people who have gone through extensive back surgery, and they're doing great, and their lives were absolutely over beforehand. If you're in such a situation that you cannot do anything, where's your quality of life right now? And why not have the surgery?
That's
so
terrifying.
I have the cards that represent you, and what I really see is fear. And everybody's been feeding you with fear. Morgan, do you have access to a computer?
Yes, I do.
Well, then, for heaven's sakes, read up on this. Because, look, 10 years ago, what happened on a back surgery like you might need is totally different from what it is now. I look at your cards. I don't see anything to stop you from having the surgery, if that's what makes sense. You have the Nine of Hearts divine protection right in the first house, which is where you want it to be. And I think that the people who are saying to you, don't have surgery no matter what, their well-being, meaning, Morgan, they don't mean to say anything hurtful, but all they're doing is terrifying you. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Connie in Providence. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hi. Thank you.
You're welcome, Connie, and I see that you are a Leo. And what's your question for me?
Yeah, I'm going through a crossroad right now, especially, you know, financially with my profession.
Right.
Career,
yes.
And I'm also going through a legal divorce. And
okay, you have to pick one question or another.
Okay.
Huh? Which question?
I get the legal, the divorce.
The divorce.
And the, yeah, in the financial situation. And
okay. All right. You know, one of the things that I think is a problem for you, you are very trusting. You can be a little gullible. And people can mislead you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that.
Yeah, I do.
And that's one of the things that has you feeling so distressed and so unsure. So as far as this divorce is concerned, there may be a part of you that worries whether you got the deal that you should have gotten.
Or if I'm going to, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
Now,
or if I should be tougher, basically, or more.
Yes, exactly. You know. Exactly. Now, as far as I'm able to see, the legal advice that you're getting is pretty good.
Okay.
And by and large, in this state, you get half, and that's that. Period. So you just need to be very confident that you are getting that half. And then you have to let it go. You have to let go of the anger. You have to let go of being bitter. You have to be let go of being furious with him for whatever he did or didn't do.
Well, can I say something, though? I mean, the thing is I've been separated from him for about 3 years, so I'm concerned that that's going to be a problem.
Why is it a problem?
I don't know, because they keep saying 3 years, you know, you guys, you know, even though we've been legally married, we have consummated the marriage a couple of times through the whole entire separation. They keep saying to me that...
You're married or you're not married? I don't understand that.
Good, okay.
Again, I'm not an attorney. But,
okay.
I what I see here is anger and frustration.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as your finances are concerned, you've got three clubs and a heart in the second house of money. So I don't see you as being in a financially bad situation. And work-wise, you seem to have plenty of aptitude and plenty of potential. So I think you need to sort out what's got you really upset. And as far as whether you've been separated or not separated, I don't know what to say to that. Do you have a child together?
No.
How long were you married?
We together, all together, more than 12 years, married about 8.
And does that include the last three that you haven't lived together?
That includes the last three.
So, in effect, you live together as a married couple for 5 years and don't have children.
No, I knew him since I was... very young. So
I don't think I'm getting through to you, Connie.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. You're looking for something that you're not entitled to is what I'm afraid is what you're really saying to me. And according to this picture, you have good legal advice. And so if your attorney is saying, Connie, you can't have what you want, you're not going to get what you want, then, Connie, I think you better bite that bullet. Thank you for the call. I'm Myrna Lamb here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 o'clock on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM, followed by You Know What, Don't You? Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. Our lines are full at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. So when I say goodbye to someone, please join us. Leslie in Coventry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you tonight?
I'm well, Leslie, and I see you're a Sagittarian.
Yeah.
And your question for me.
My question is, what do you see in the future about my health situation?
Mm-hmm. You're dealing with a health problem currently?
Yes.
When did it begin?
Well, it just got diagnosed within the last week or so.
That's...
But I've been having the pain for 6 or 8 months.
Okay. The diagnosis is the first good thing that happened.
Yeah.
You can't fix it until you know what you're dealing
with.
That's
true.
So it was a good thing that the diagnosis came through, even though you hate it.
Well, it's not so much hate. It's just it's not fun.
No, it isn't fun. But you have the Nine of Hearts divine protection in the second house, and that's the human body.
Mm-hmm.
And you have very nice cards in the sixth house and great cards up in the ninth. The sixth house is health in general, and the ninth is legal and professional advice. It's doctors and attorneys. You've got good people working for you.
Oh, that's good.
So is it going to be fun? No.
No.
Will you get through it? Yes. And I want to give you a tip on how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a piece going on in this reading that's in front of me, which says, I want to run away from home. I don't blame you. Anybody would, Les. But how do you run away from home when you've got to deal with this problem? You learn how to meditate so that you can take yourself out of the immediate situation while whatever's going on is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really like to encourage you to work with somebody. If you could find a counselor who does something like neuro-linguistic programming, someone who does a kind of hypnotic therapy,
mm-hmm.
so that you really can learn how to remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah.
And then you can run away from home when treatment's being given. Leslie, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Tony in Bristol, welcome to the program.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
I'm well, Tony, and I see you're a Scorpio.
Yes.
And your question?
my question is basically financially and job security.
So you're working currently?
Yes.
And you want to know whether you have job security and how things look financially at this job?
Correct.
Okay. This ought to be a very good stretch of time for most Scorpio people. Doesn't mean every day is perfect. And doesn't mean every situation is right. But it does mean that if you're in a situation that isn't producing what you want, you really need to think long and hard about changing the situation.
Okay.
That's very important. I have the cards that represent you, and you've got plenty of ability to make money, according to this layout. You get nice cards in the second house that represents money in your pocket, and very nice potential cards in the area that has to do with investing. But your work cards aren't wonderful. Do you work with someone who it's hard to spend time with?
No, not really. I work basically independently.
You work independently, but for a company?
Correct.
Okay. There is someone who's working for that company who's going to leave. And
okay.
I don't think you're going to be happy to hear that. And as far as the company itself is concerned, I don't know whether they're doing as well as they make out.
Okay.
And therefore could be some changes in structure and some people let go. There could be that the company moves, closes down some branch, but there's something that's going to go on. And I don't see it as being particularly good for some of the people who you know. And you may not think it's good for you, but in the long run, you wind up making more money. So have you been considering making some sort of a change in how you work, what you do, where you do it, or for whom?
Yes.
Okay. That you were right. You were right. Saturn's in a great place to help you. Jupiter's in even a better place to help you. It is time to make a move.
Okay.
Tony, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. One line is available. Dorothy in Providence, welcome to the program.
Yes, good evening, Marna. How are you?
I'm well, Dorothy, and I see that you're a Libra. And what's your question?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I have applied for school, and I'm hoping to get in for September mm-hmm. of this year, and if not, September of next year. I just wanted to know how the cards look.
Okay. I have the Queen of Diamonds that represents you. I think going back to school when you're a non-traditional student is fabulous. First of all, you like it better.
Yes,
you really
absolutely.
Want to be there. May I ask you what you want to study?
Nursing.
Nursing. That's fabulous. And the only problem there is that even though there's a shortage of nurses, we don't have enough places for students to be nurse students in Rhode Island. It's such a crazy paradox. But
yeah.
You have excellent cards in the ninth house, and so I think that the answer to your question is yes.
Okay.
Good luck. And thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Nancy in Akron, Ohio. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, Nancy.
It's Andy.
It's Andy. Andy, you're a Sagittarian in Akron, yes. Ohio, listening to us on the Internet. And what's your question for me?
I was just wondering if now would be a good time to change jobs.
To change jobs. And you were born under the sign of Sagittarius, which is the Queen of Hearts in my system. And let's see what these cards say for you. Okay, I have the card that represents you. You have been frustrated with your job for quite some time. You work with someone who frankly gets on your nerves, and you're right. She's a gossip and she's a nag. You have been unhappy with all of that situation. You have in the 10th house that represents finding a new job an ace. Beautiful cards up there. An ace and a six with you. Yes, this is absolutely the right time for you to do it. There are some specifics. With regard to looking for a new job, I like the rest of March and I like April. May gets a little tricky, and let me get to those dates for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Rest of March and all of April looks fine. May is okay up until May 26th. If you haven't found anything by May 26th, take a three-week break and don't start looking again until the 19th of June. Coming back to your cards, I think that you will find something quite soon. Worst case scenario, about 11 weeks. So I think there's plenty of opportunity for you, Andy, and I do think it's definitely time for you to be looking for something new.
Okay,
fair enough?
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Rita in New Bedford, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Rita, I see that you're born under the sign of Cancer.
That's correct.
And what's your question for me?
I would like to see if you can tell me a little bit about my health.
About your health?
Yes.
All right, let's get some cards done and see what's going on. The Queen of Spades is the card that represents you, and I have that card. Your second house cards, and that's the human body, show some problem. Have you had any arthritis? I know you're very young, but I just have this sense of some arthritis developing.
Okay.
And that's something to look into. But it's not extreme. In fact, you have three clubs in the second house, which would suggest stability with regard to the body. And in the sixth house, you have hearts and diamonds. And in the ninth house, you have beautiful cards. These cards suggest that you're definitely turning a corner with regard to your health. I don't see you being uncomfortable. I don't see you being unhappy. And I don't see you having heavy problems. So the cards are very encouraging, Rita.
Okay. I do have health issues. They cannot find out exactly what it is.
I understand that you have health issues, and I'm not denying that. But this picture really suggests that things are better. And since you're not getting anywhere with the doctors that you're seeing, you've got the Nine of Hearts best card in the deck and the place that represents medical advice, why not try seeing somebody totally new? Have you done that?
That's where I'm on that right now.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you go to somebody new, and that may be why I'm seeing all this good stuff, because you haven't seen the new doctor yet.
Okay.
And when you do, that may be the turning point that we've been waiting for.
Okay.
All right, Rita, thank you for the call.
Have a good night.
And you. Let us talk to Matt in Fall River. Matt, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you, Myrna?
You know what, Matt, I'm having a great time. And I see that you're a Scorpio. What's your question for me?
Okay, I'm getting ready to open a business. I got all the I's dotted, T's crossed. Everything's going, but there's something like my gut is just saying not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you foresee when is a good time for me to kick it off?
Okay, that's a much bigger question than you realize. And setting the date to open a business is extremely important because it truly is a birth date. And so you hear me when people call in and I ask them, when did you start the business?
Right.
Because it matters enormously whether it's a new moon or a full moon.
Absolutely.
Or past it.
Yep.
And it matters immediately if it's been an eclipse period or there's a Mercury retrograde or a Jupiter retrograde. So
yep.
I cannot from any moral or ethical point of view as an astrologer, I can't on the radio tell you a date to start your business. I can tell you that you're right, you've done the homework. I can tell you that you have the potential to make money, and you do have some cards that indicate a lot of conflict about when to start.
Yep.
So everything that you're telling me, I agree with, but I cannot answer your question.
So should I wait for a certain moon or what?
You
do
should
you have any
always.
Recommendation?
Well, yeah, sure. Call me privately and do a session in the office. Seriously, I don't mean it's not like I'm trying to get you to spend money. But the fact is that what you're asking me, I can't answer you honorably. I can tell you that now doesn't seem to be right, and that you're correct in thinking that. But to pick a date for the opening of a business takes time. It means that I run a whole lot of horoscopes in my computer, and I study them before I decide this, because it's something that you have to live with. So can I answer your question, Matt? No, as you've placed it to me, I can't. I'm Myrna Lamb. You're listening to WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb, here with you for a little while longer, taking your calls. And by the way, should you be interested in a personal reading, my office is in Lincoln, Rhode Island at 401-333-7970. And Wednesday nights from 7 to 10 p.m., instant readings just like these for a small amount of money at 333-7970. Check out my book, won't you please? It's called The Astrology of Great Sex. It's at Borders, Barnes & Noble, various other bookstores, and Amazon.com, coming out in Poland and in Russia next year. Very exciting. Back to the phones. Let's talk to David in Johnston. David, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly. And you're a Leo, and what's your question for me?
Well, my question is, my wife and I are looking to sell our home. It's currently on the market, and I was wondering if you see any progression in the near future.
Sure. What's her birthday?
9/24.
So she's a Libra, and I have the card representing her. Does she really want to make this move with you? Is this what she wants?
She wants it, yes, more than I do.
Okay, because it did seem to be a little bit of a difference between the two of you on it. Your price is going to have to come down again. It is. If you want to move, you're going to have to bring the price down. Otherwise, all you can do is renovate the house, add a room, make it what you want. But I don't see you being able to move the house the way things are right now, David. I don't see it happening at all. It seems to be locked in tight. When did you put the house on the market?
Only about a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Has there been much activity?
Yes, there has been. We've had some activity, not a ton of it, but enough.
So when did you put this house on specifically? Do you remember? Because last month we were in an eclipse period and a Mercury retrograde.
I don't know the specific
okay.
date.
I can tell you that usually when you promote something during an eclipse, it helps you to sell. But if it overlaps a Mercury retrograde, that sort of messes everything up. And I wish that I could tell you that, oh, this is golden, it's going to happen, no problem, but I don't see it. And it seems to me that leaving things alone, it's going to take until sometime around the 10th of July before your house gets sold. And that, to me, would be the soonest.
Really?
So if you want to move it faster than that, I really think that you're going to have to bring the price down. I don't know what else to tell you. It's a buyer's market out there. They have the right to come and look. They have the right to try to bargain down because there's so much inventory. David, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Lisa on a car phone. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. Love the show. How are you?
Thank you, Lisa. I'm well, thanks. And I see that you're an Aries. And what's your question for me?
Actually, I'm a Taurus. I didn't tell. I'm a Taurus. It's the end of the month.
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry. My fault.
That's okay.
I'd like to purchase a condo. This is my first home purchase, and I'm really nervous. Do you see anything good, hopefully?
Okay, I have the Queen of Clubs, which is the card that represents you. And there's a woman who you go around and look at places with. So one and she says, no, this isn't right. No, that's not right. No, you have to fix this. No, you have to fix that. And that's great. That's good. Because you want somebody who's going to try to nitpick it and make sure that it's right for you. According to the picture that I have in front of me, you have a stable enough financial situation so that, in fact, you can afford to buy a condo. You are going to see something within the next 3 to 8 weeks that really is what you want. And when you get settled into it, you're going to be really happy with your decision.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Lisa, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Celine in Waterville. Celine, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Certainly. And I see you're calling about a nephew who is a Virgo.
Yes.
And what's your question for him?
Well, there's a problem in employment. He's been employed for 2 months by a company, and the company can no longer, you know, support all of their employees. Being the last one, he is allowed to sell as an independent, kind of attached to this company. Now, I'm wondering, is this good for him, or should he be seeking another type of employment?
Okay. I have the King of Clubs that represents him. How long was he with the company that he worked for before this one?
2 months.
So he was with one company for 2 months, and now he's been with this company for 2 months?
No, this is the same one. And they've just decided that, you know, due to the slow employment.
Celine, let me back up. I want to know how long his prior job lasted.
2 months.
And the job before that?
It wasn't a different company for about 27 years.
So he worked for one company for 27 years and then moved to this company 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And after just 2 months, this is happening.
Yes.
What does that suggest to you, Celine? Just pragmatically, what do you think?
Well, I think probably even though he's enthusiastic about the product and everything, that maybe this is not the right place for him.
You're right. You're exactly right. He has spades up in the 10th house. He's got spades in the 6th house. But falling next to him, ace and fours of hearts. Nice cards. But yeah, this was a mistake. I don't know whether they sold him a bill of goods or whether he was overly optimistic. But it wasn't the right move to make 2 months ago. It won't be the right move if he stays there for another 6 months. And as far as I'm concerned, the only thing that does make sense is for him to continue to look for another position that actually will be the one he can stay with maybe for the next 27 years. Celine, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Kim in East Providence. Kim, welcome to the program.
Hi. I have a question. My husband and I would like to buy a house sometime next year, and I was just wondering if our finances will improve.
You are a Gemini and the Queen of Diamonds in my system. What's your husband's birthday?
9/15.
So he is a Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And how long have the two of you been married?
Well, we're not technically married. We've been together in 9 years.
I like that. We're not technically married enough.
No, but to each other we say we are.
Okay. So you are married, but you're not married.
Exactly.
I get it. Of course. I understand that. Okay. But you want to buy a house together.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, why would you not want to be technically married before you technically buy a house together, technically?
I don't know. To us, it's just, I don't know. We have a big family, and I just really don't want to go through the headache of having a wedding.
Well, you could elope.
I know.
I just find it puzzling that people think it's great to go buy property together, but they don't want to be married to each other.
I know.
I find that puzzling. I mean,
well,
you know,
we have a child together.
And we have a child together. So now we want to have a house together, but we don't want to be married to each other.
Yeah, we'll get married someday.
So you want to know whether your finances will enable you to buy a house. The answer is yes, you can buy a small house.
Yeah.
You can buy a small house. And here's what I would recommend that you really look for, because really this is a time when you can look for what you want. Kim, look for a small house with enough room to add on.
That's exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah, that's perfect, because you can't afford the house that you want right now. But mm-hmm. if it has enough yard so that you can add a room on to it, then it will work for you long term. And I believe that the next house you buy, that the first house that you buy, mm-hmm. will be a house that you're going to want to own for 10 years. And the real hope is that you'll still be married to each other technically or untechnically or however 10 years from now when you still own the house. Kim, thank you. For the call. Let's talk to John on a cell phone. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Marie. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. You are an Aries, and what's your question?
Well, I've been employed more or less year to year, and for the past couple of years. It goes as a one-year contract, so you get the 3 years, and then you get the union protection. But at any rate, this year I was just told that I'm not going to be being asked back next year, so I've got to find another job, but I'm going to want my chances were at that.
Your chances are excellent. There is a man who you have worked with in the past, and you see him on occasion. I don't know whether he's actually a family member or there is this sense of familiarity between you and him. And he has a wonderful opportunity for you. He's a man who has a lot of fire sign energy to him. I think he's about 59. Do you have any idea who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do, but I'm just kind of surprised. He's kind of an odd bird.
He may be an odd bird, but I think that he has something wonderful to offer you.
That's interesting.
And I really would turn to him for this, and you're right, you need to make the move, and I believe that it'll be a good one. So suspend your judgment and just take a look at that position. I think that he will be magic for you, John.
I'll talk to him.
All right, then. Okay, and
Thanks
let me know.
Much.
You're welcome. Okay. We don't have enough time, unfortunately, Richard, for me to take your call or anybody else who's on hold. So do join us next week at this time, 5 o'clock next Saturday night. I'll be back with you. I'm Myrna Lamb here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I want to say thank you to Ken for doing a great job, as always. And, of course, I want you to stay tuned because you know what's coming up next. It's that really far-out program here on WPRO. You think this one's far out? You haven't heard anything yet. Stay tuned for, of course, Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. I'm Myrna Lamb. Have a wonderful week. See you next week.